The NEMA Election Security Task Force has held a dialogue session for political party representatives and candidates in constituencies under its jurisdiction. They discussed the security implications before, during and after the election. The NEMA Divisional Police Commander ACP Vance Garba reminded party representatives that their support is critical to help maintain peace. He warned that anyone who hide behind the election to commit crimes and election-related violence will be dealt with according to the law. Rita Nyakun has the details.
ACP Garba said the coming election has security implications, especially for his division, which comprises of Ayawaso East, Ayawaso West, Ayawaso North, and Klotekole constituencies. These areas have a number of hotspots which must be put under security watch. He said the police will ensure that there is peace, but asked the citizens to also play their part. ACP Garba said policing ballot box is not wrong, but should be done within the confines of the law. He advised bodybuilders, commonly known in Ghana as macho men, to channel their strength into positive things and not to allow politicians to use them to foment trouble.
The elections has a lot of security implications for us, and particularly my jurisdiction. I'll continue to engage them so that we can engage their followers, because they are the direct beneficiaries of this electoral process. And therefore, it is important that anything that will happen negatively is likely to affect them negatively or is likely to affect them positively. And therefore, it is important that we engage them so that we'll be able to understand some of the challenges they are facing within their constituencies and how, as soon as possible, proactively, we can engage to make sure that we diffuse all those tensions within their constituencies.
Some parliamentary candidates from the Klotekole constituency pledged their support towards peaceful election in the constituency. The candidates are Ninoy Norte, Zanito Rollins, Philip Addison, and Opariado.
One of us is definitely going to be the member of parliament, of course. And I don't believe if there's trouble and chaos in Klotekole, we will be able to become a successful member of parliament. So we pledge to bring peace and advise and educate our supporters and members, especially on the role the police and the security task force will play.
The electoral process is one that requires an interface between the different members of the community, which means the security, the electoral commission, the stakeholders, and all the members, which means voting and non-voting. The tension is unmistakable, and it's very important that we don't wait till the last minute before we start trying to figure out how to make sure that peace prevails. I'd like to also pledge my complete commitment towards a peaceful electoral process campaign, and on the day of election and post-election as well.
I urge everybody in our constituency to also commit themselves to a very peaceful process. Having said that, I also hope that the managers of the elections, the Electoral Commission, will also be very fair and even-handed so that it will not bring up any perceptions of unfairness. I pledge myself totally to a very peaceful process.
The district electoral officer for Klotekole constituency, Hega Owusu, asked them to engage polling agents who understand the electoral process in order to avoid any misunderstanding at the polling stations.
Rita Nyako reporting.